Costs to originate keep rising, even with more technology in the industry. The problem is the core platform. A new LOS can re-architect the process around data, not humans moving paper files. Vesta has built this LOS, and you can learn more at vesta.com. Welcome, everyone. My guest today is Moshe Gatling, Senior Vice President of Strategic Growth and Expansion at New American Funding, to talk about creating an authentic presence in Black and Latino communities. We'll also talk about partnering with real estate agents and other referral partners to reach diverse homebuyers. Moshe was one of HousingWire's 2023 Women of Influence, and she'll be a speaker at the gathering in April. Mo, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you being on. There is so much to talk about today. Can't wait to dive into some of these topics. But the first thing I wanted to ask you about was your move. You just recently joined New American Funding, and they created a leadership role, a brand new leadership role of Senior Vice President of Strategic Growth and Expansion for you. So first, I would love to, you know, kind of dive in there and say, what was it about this that was attractive and made you want to move?
It was actually a great opportunity, a new opportunity, like you said, newly created role. And with my, let's say, just really even over the past 12 months, I spent a lot of time, I originate loans, but I also spent a lot of time lending some of that expertise to industry partners and some of the agencies in order to really talk about diverse home ownership. I hate saying the word minority. You'll see I have these weird Moshe-isms, or these Mo-isms, we can call them, where I have certain words I don't like to necessarily use. I feel it's the evolution of the mortgage industry. It's about time we evolve a little bit from older nomenclature and policies that were established back when fair housing was in 1968 in order to describe the communities we want to reach and really dive into. To make them homeowners. So the last year, I spent a lot of time traveling, discussing that a little bit. And New American Funding seemed to have the infrastructure there, especially with their plight with Latino homeownership, to really embrace real change and impact that can be made in the market, either from a growth standpoint from a company and also the moral standpoint in the community.
It's so interesting, you know, when we think about how we want to report on different things, one of the things we try to align with is how lenders think about borrowers, or and the way they think about them is how they have to label them in certain ways on these forms.
Right.
And it's just kind of, it just doesn't feel right. It's like, I don't know, that's not the way that I think about things, right? So, and especially when you say minority, when we know that in a few short years, the minority is going to be the majority. So what does that even mean?
Exactly. It means a lot for how you like label people, especially how people choose to identify. You know, I don't personally identify as a minority. When you look at people that are of diverse backgrounds and you add them up, all diverse backgrounds, they're already not the minority. So it's just the old nomenclature has stuck for many, many years. And being a Black woman, I feel like who better than to say like, hey, this doesn't work. You know, what do we go forward? How do we move forward finally? We want lending to diverse populations, of course, to be dialed in because that's who we will be serving. But who's going to make the decision to make a change? And that was one of the best things about New American Funding, because they are already leading that, not just by accident. Okay. Because I feel that sometimes when you are a leader in lending to diverse populations, it's happening by accident. And to what was super attractive about the role is that they are moving with intention and purpose in doing so, making sure everything literally aligns, you know, versus just throwing that net out there and whatever gets caught in it, you claim the victory. They really want to dial in and meet those communities where they're at and make sure that everything is representative of the core of those home buyers and also the real estate agents that will help those home buyers and can really guide them. Black home ownership, honestly, if we don't embrace the real estate agents, and also assist them in their plight, Black home ownership could still fail to increase. And it has lagged for so many years. The increases that have been logged are not, I don't think that they're significant enough to brag about. If we went from 41% Black home ownership in 1968 to, you know, 47 to 49% in 2024 up through 2023. To me, I don't think that 6% may give you bragging rights. So there's some work that can be done. So I think looking back to the nomenclature might be a great start.
So let's dive in a little bit about the specifics of how you feel like New American Funding is very intentional there. What does that look like? Like when, what convinced you that that was intentional?
The infrastructure that's already built out. For starters, let's start with the CEO. With her being, I feel like Patty is a real powerhouse in her own right, but having that already built into the company from the highest level, a CEO and founder, the company, first of all, is over 50% female. You have someone of a diverse background in a CEO role. You have diversity laced throughout the executive team. And it bleeds through to the employees. Not many other companies can say that. It isn't a DEI role that they felt they needed to have, which you saw a lot of people make that adaptation after COVID or George Floyd. And it wasn't that. It literally is in the fiber of the company. So I felt that my passion, because yes, I do mortgages, but my passion as a human is making sure that I'm representative of Black home ownership, you know? And because of those very things, the diversity just literally woven throughout the company from jump is so intentional to start with, versus some companies don't have that already and they want to lead in diversity, but it really starts in the structure of the company.
We know that when it comes to increasing homeownership of any, you know, particular group, they have to be able to see themselves in the real estate agents and in the loan officers who are doing, who are helping them with the loans. Specifically, you know, we won't reach some communities unless we get people who are representative of those communities. We just won't. They won't be there. But also, there is just a definite correlation between, like, do you have someone who understands that community and is actually of that community reaching out to that community, or is it some external outreach?
Correct. I think you're 110% right. And it has to be done in an authentic manner. That's that intentionality that I'm talking about. You can have people read scripts, you can have people read a flyer, but I don't feel that the flyer that might to a Latino population, does it speak to a Black homeowner? I think that there are some cultural differences there, and being able to have those very people that resonate with that community, whether it's developing the marketing, the look of the marketing, the feel of the marketing, what feeling is evoked in what words that you use, from there on out to the loan officers. Because are the loan officers portraying something? Like, being a Black originator doesn't mean that if I show up with a flyer that doesn't speak to the Black community, I can be successful, you know? But that's what literally has went on for so many years. And in my own business, I need to make sure that the things that I say, what my brand, what I represent, literally speaks to them just like I would. It's not authentic if it doesn't.
I think that's so important, and it's hard to get right. I think that there are people who, you know, probably not trying. I think there's probably other people who are trying and just getting it wrong.
Yeah, I think that they are. They're trying to figure it out. I feel that it's not just in the photo you put on the advertising, which has been the go-to, right? You use the same words and then you flip out the photo, you know?
Right.
Like literally, you're plug and play with an Asian couple or a Black couple or whatever that looks like, you know, a couple with kids or not. I feel that there's more depth to humans than just the color of the skin of the people that you put on the photo. And I think that innately New American Funding understands that because of the diversity that's already built in throughout layers of the company. And that's not typically, again, what you find. So we can, here at NAF, dial in on some of those nuances and not have it look fake.
Right.
Like, instead of doll up the word, let's call, you know, it's not authentic. Does it sound right? Does it look right? Or are you literally changing out photos based on who you want to market? And I think that that's what the consumer is becoming wiser in their choices of who they use because of the authentic representation. That is going to be such a big deal going forward.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We see this across marketing, across social, across everything, that the more polished and whatever it is, the less people like it, the less they engage with it. They want the, you know, they want the 6-second TikTok or whatever it is where it's like, you know, I just got out of the shower and there's stuff in the background and there's, you know, you're seeing my face when I'm running. I'm not saying me personally, but I'm just saying, like, you know, people want to see real life happening. And so now if you do have that kind of slick thing or something come in, it can feel inauthentic just because it's a couple levels removed from, like, here's me with a phone in front of my face.
Right. Exactly. People want authentic things that they connect with on the human level. And they don't want an encyclopedia version of what you represent as a company or a brand or a program, even if you want to get down to it. They don't want us regurgitating guidelines. That isn't the TikTok way. They want to know how we're going to help them solve real life problems. And they want it to sound like, I don't know, you're at the kitchen table with a coffee and your friend, and you're like, oh my gosh, look what I ran into. This is how we can help you. This is how we can solve the problems. We know that there are problems, and this is what we're doing to help. That's it. Keep it simple. It's been blown up to be so overwritten and crafted. And the authenticity is really going to help everybody going forward. I think it's something that should be embraced. But having those people in place to make it be authentic is what I think New American has made sure to do so far. Such a large portion of any diverse background, home buyers or decision makers on home buying are women. So everybody can acknowledge that fact. I think any company would, but how many of your workforce are actually women? How many of your executives are actually women? Are you speaking to them, or are we doing it the old way that mortgage and banking always has, where, you know, there's a gentleman that's on high that's like, oh, this is what's best for women. I think right now women are kind of fed up with that, you know, but it would take another woman to perhaps breathe life into what that looks like from our authentic point of view. And taking those samplings of our very stories within our company, we would be able to resonate with that homeowner and give them an authentic feel about who we are and what we present and the opportunities that we give. So I think it's so major.
You know, you were one of our 2023 Women of Influence. This is an award that we started. So I've been at Housing Wire 10 years, and I think it's that program is a year older than that, right? And at the time, the very first one I participated in, it was there were some great women, but the difference in the number now that we have to look at and choose from is really encouraging, that it's changed so much in 10 years. And yet it's still, if you look at, you know, how women female home ownership is growing versus, you know, executives at lenders, it is still lagging behind, just like you brought up with Black homeownership and what we see there. So, you know, getting better, but, you know, long way to go. So let me ask you this. So you're the Senior Vice President of Strategic Growth and Expansion. How are you going? What's the strategy to grow and expand?
The strategy to grow and expand is to really harvest the powers, I guess, my superhero talent and NAF's superhero talent for attracting talent that resonates with the community. There are a ton of female originators as well as Black originators that are, I guess, lost in the sauce, let's say, of banking and mortgage. And that sauce is the programs that get developed are very, let's say, DEI and CRA focused, and it doesn't translate necessarily in being a good steward over home ownership because of the way that they were originally crafted. So that authenticity to be able to recruit people for starters that maybe look like me in one way or the other. Like I said, being female and also being a Black originator, a lot of programs at different lenders fall flat. It's not just about down payment assistance. I don't feel that Black is defined by down payment assistance. And that was another thing that NAF felt was important. It's opportunity. It's opportunity for a diverse population of people to maybe catch up a little bit from what they've been behind because of things that were set up, systems that were set up to prevent them from cracking that literally barrier into home ownership. So being able to represent that and talk about how not just I do this because I was assigned a position, but I'm doing it out in the community now as a successful originator, doing hundreds of loans per year, actually catering to Black and Hispanic homebuyers here in Las Vegas in my home market and being successful at it. Which is a little bit different because top producer hasn't necessarily correlated with serving that type of buyer. And also the sustainability of the loans, they're performing, they're successful. So being able to lend that expertise, the real life expertise of doing it in the market to originators, being able to have someone within the company that can offer their expertise, their coaching, whatever that looks like to make them successful in their own markets and have conversations about that. Like I said, it's a little bit different approach, but I'm with it because I think that people can excel if they are able to share those experiences. A lot of Black and Hispanic originators, we get into these numbers of percentages. There's not a lot of us that are out there. And tackling that hurdle of the why is important. And again, the perspective and who does it come from on the why? You know, I have a story that's attached to me that I can tell that's very representative of the why and how I got here and how it took so many years. You know, I've been in the business 24 years and it took me like 18 years to get where I'm at, and loaning that experience to maybe help someone that's younger than me figure out how to navigate these waters and find their place and be able to stay in the business 10 toes down and be able to earn a good living at the same time is important.
Well, and I mean, in our current situation, you know, we've seen such an exodus of mortgage professionals because of the market, right? I mean, there were layoffs, but also, I mean, they're just wasn't a lot of volume. There hasn't been a lot of volume over the last 18 months. So we've seen this exodus. So to be able to survive this and then also, you know, be successful and make money in this, this is what a lot of loan officers are trying to figure out right now. The ones who are left, we already lost a whole bunch of them.
Right. We did. We have. And typically there'll be those that maybe they weren't, you know, high powered or top producers to begin with. The top producers are the ones that can afford to lose 25-30% of their business.
Right.
But if you're doing 2 to 3 loans a month and losing half of that, that's going to impact your living. You're going to hop from the business and go do something else, which I feel is almost a cry out of other mortgage companies to look at who their staff is and who has left, and do they even have people left to represent the cities and the states that you're serving right now based on that, and to maybe embrace those very employees, like you said, and figure out where their heads are at before you lose more. And then you're really not fighting the battle on the front line at all. Commission-based employees are where, like you said, the hit could come, and they'll look up by the time they take their head, you know, bring their head up above water, they've lost that market share of those employees to actually execute the visions that the companies have.
From your perspective, if a lender's out there and they're like, we want to attract more talent, we want to have more diverse talent, Black originators, Latino originators, what is step one in your opinion?
Step one, I literally think of pay attention to who you hire in salary positions. I know you can't give everybody a salary. I deal with being fiscally responsible as well. You can't throw the farm at it. I get that point. But when you're hiring, looking for qualified talent, whether it be external or internal, is important. And I think promotion internally to those very promotions or those very positions is super important. What I don't see, I do see a lot of the same people in executive roles that if they leave one company, they're in a very same or the exact same or similar role at another company. So there is a lot of recycling of bodies in the mortgage industry when it comes to the executive team and management. Maybe reaching into your pool of qualified people and giving them some type of opportunity internally would be the best thing to start with. You know, the possibilities are endless when you think about literally keeping the talent that you have and really making sure you pull them up and elevate them. And it'll make great employees for who will have next in this business, because there's not that much of it. I mean, who's going to be next in this business when the current group of, you know, VPs and SVPs and, C-suite mortgage leaders decide to retire? Are there people currently being groomed to step into those roles next? Everybody has that in their existing body of employees, but if they don't really connect with them early and give them opportunities and help them have a say-so, they're going to lose people within that company structure that are already there that could take on these roles in the future.
What are some of the things you mentioned, Las Vegas? What are some of the things that you do that you've created, you know, your presence in that community so that, you know, you are a top producer and you're doing certain kind of loans that most people who are top producers, as you said, are not doing? You're not doing the jumbo California loans, right? So what did you do? What was your strategy to become, you know, known in a community of that you were trying to serve?
Really, I wanted to, starters operating from that authenticity. I work with a lot of community partners, down payment assistance agencies, our HUD-approved counseling agencies, working with them to be able to reach the general public and give them a look at what mortgage can look like was huge. Because representation matters even to the consumer. Can they connect with the person that they're listening to? Social media is crazy. And the crazy part about it is when people are on TikTok or they're following somebody's content, they follow people they resonate with. Okay? And they have choice. So that choice is moving to, whether it be a brick and mortar mortgage company or an online mortgage company, whether it be looking at the photo of the person they're talking to, listening to the language that they use and how they relate things to them, man, they're going to go pick over people and literally shop more often to find that person that speaks to their soul. We do it every day when we shop, right? The products that we buy. Getting our hair done, right? You're stylish. You need to like them. You need to really like the way they talk and how they relate to you. And you don't want them to lowbrow you, but you don't want them to talk over you either. So doubling down with dealing with and talking to and working with in the community for outreach with my community partners was important. Also working with home builders and bringing that cultural perspective to the forefront in even home marketing was so, so important. I don't feel that it can be done because the look and feel of mortgage and home buying needs to be that of the community, period. Pushing out product that doesn't resonate with people no longer works when they can look online and find that person that they connect with, or company they connect with, or brand they connect with.
I think that is such a great point. Everyone has more choice now. It's not, you know, and they can figure it out and they can, you know, make a choice. I think one of the things that you said that's interesting to me is the idea of really being connected to some of those resources. We know in a purchase, in any purchase market, that's super important. In this purchase market, I mean, it's critical. I don't know how you're doing business if you don't have those kind of. So talk to me a little bit about your work with real estate agents, with your partners in real estate. What does that look like right now?
Actually, it's picked up a lot because I did a lot of builder business when there wasn't a ton of inventory. And there are people that have maybe decided to get back out there with a real estate agent. So it's picking up. But the value proposition I put forth to real estate agents, it's crazy because it's very similar. Agents are recognizing that resonation, you know, with your clients are important. What are you putting forth into the community? Different perspectives are now more important than ever. Even if it's the opposite perspective of your own, giving your client that option is valuable. And the real estate agents want a way to connect with their clients from a mortgage standpoint as well. I think that the products that we offer, giving them alternatives and different ways of thinking of serving the community with the products that we have are different. I am known to tell people that I call it doing a product dump, dropping off a flyer that's super high level that says, hey, you have to have this FICO, you can have this debt ratio, and we do these fancy things. That's not connecting with the consumer. And then the real estate agent will give out a flyer, but to them it means nothing unless you can really explain how they can move the needle with it. So I think they're looking for more of examples and almost a coaching standpoint from us as mortgage professionals in order to transcend the typical marketing. Be more like social media that grabs them and says, this is what I can do for you. Let me show you how this works. And I feel that giving the agents that vantage point of being able to talk to that customer if they come into their listing and ask them, had you ever thought about these types of mortgages? Again, not doing an application, not qualifying someone, but just really connecting with them on their needs for a property. I think it's something as simple as a couple of small examples would be if somebody walks into the house and, you know, you ask them what they're looking for, and you automatically know that the house may not hit on all those cylinders. The real estate agent at point of sale, not necessarily saying, hey, talk to my LO. I'll be an example. I will explain everything and I will qualify people. But I think that agent to also earn that business right now, because I think agents are in a unique conundrum in the world as far as commissions and value and what they're bringing to the table. That agent needs to be able to convey some of those basics about how, well, we have renovation loans to maybe target what your needs are for this house. We have, you know, a reverse mortgage, whatever that looks like based on that scenario. So it's more of me connecting with my agents now on a different level to discuss some of those things so they can be prepared. I've even done walkthroughs on their listings with them before, which I didn't have to do in the past. Now, doing a walkthrough with them and pulling out some of those values that are in that property related to mortgage lending are huge right now.
Well, and I mean, that's a great point. Like in 2021, you don't have time and they don't have time to be like, hey, Mosaic, come to the, it's just like, you know, the water hose. But right now it's like, yes, let's really get this person to the right loan, to the right house, to the right situation so that it works for everybody.
And it provides a connection point that in the past, maybe they didn't have to have. They're also dealing with the same thing, the online presence of multiple corporations. And it gives them the opportunity to really stand out and demonstrate their value as the agent by connection with that mortgage product that might serve their needs and how they understand how to connect that buyer with the resources that they need. To me, that's going to be a huge value because I think the consumer is also going to feel, hey, I can get a loan from anywhere. Hey, I can get a real estate agent. I can have Uber just drop me off at listings that I see online, right? At these online companies that list houses or say there are these houses, they can take an Uber ride, right? For little to nothing, typically within a 2 mile radius to go look at houses on their own. So that agent can bring a different layer of value literally to the consumer. And I feel that partnering with a company or a loan officer out in the community that can do that is huge.
I absolutely agree with you. There is so much more I'd love to talk to you about. We're actually out of time already. That went so fast. I will tell listeners that Mosaic is going to be one of our speakers at the gathering. We're so excited about that, talking about some of these topics. You can come and meet her and listen to her and gain more information. But thank you so much for being on with us today. And I just appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you at the gathering.
Thank you guys. I appreciate you so much by opening this up.
Thanks for listening to Housing Wire Daily. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to take a minute to rate the show and leave a comment. And make sure to tune in tomorrow for more news and insight.